It was bad. My daughter's track meet the other day, or you know, yesterday, I was the only dude, and it was 42 degrees outside, and I was in shorts, and it
shorts, people.
It wasn't good. Shorts. It was shrinkage. It wasn't good.
Not good. Not good.
So the big question is this: how are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
Welcome to episode number 61. Here we are.
61.
What were you just saying? We got to get back home so we can what?
Cuddle.
Oh, got it.
That's my ultimate goal for the day.
Ultimate goal. Look at me. I'm wearing a pink collar.
It's red-ish.
Reddish?
It's reddish.
It's salmon?
It's red.
It's salmon.
It's not salmon. Okay. No, it's red.
It's kind of funny. I got my Florida closet going on. I got like salmon wardrobe going on there.
You do. Like you have pink and salmon.
I do.
And like Bermuda shorts. And
I do.
You're rocking it.
Do I got salmon shorts down there?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nope.
I got.
You have to follow up with Ben to find out where to find the salmon shorts.
Yeah, there's salmon houses across the street from us. I got salmon shirts. I got salmon in my hat. I know I do. Yeah. I got a little bit of salmon. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm all about the like seafoam green. That's all over our apartment.
But we come here and it's like I'm back in the blacks and the grays and the, yeah, it's like I just can't mix it yet. I'm not quite there.
Yeah, it's two different worlds for sure.
It's two different worlds. It's, but it's funny.
Florida,
it's like,
Nebraska. Florida, Nebraska.
But it's like a hard off on. It's not like I can like transition. It's not like I transition to Nebraska, Florida. Like over like a day or two, like I'm like easing in, easing out, easing into Florida, easing out to Nebraska or vice versa.
Well, tell me what it was like going from Florida, like 87 degrees on the daily, to going to Colorado last week where there's like 5 feet of snow.
That wasn't bad. Like going from, that wasn't bad. That wasn't the issue.
But, oh, my goodness.
But, like, when I get down to Florida, it's like when I get off of the plane from Nebraska, it's like I want to strip down and find my salmon freaking shirt and change and get into that mode. But the minute I get back to Nebraska, I get back into my khaki shorts or whatever I wear and my...
Well, and I can't even believe you wear shorts because it's all of 45 degrees and 80 mile an hour wind gusts.
It's bad. It was bad. My daughter's track meet the other day, or you know, yesterday, I was the only dude, and it was 42 degrees outside, and I was in shorts, and it
shorts,
was
shorts, people.
It wasn't good. Shorts. It was shrinkage. It wasn't good.
Not good. Not good.
Seinfeld reference there for the, you know.
Seinfeld fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McKenna, go find it. Shrinkage. George the pool.
I was supposed to see her. She wasn't supposed to see me.
So what?
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't mind. But.
But what?
Well, I just got back from swimming in the pool. And the water was cold.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes. Significant shrinkage.
It's probably not a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
So I want to talk about Chris Tyson a little bit.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who that is. We talked about it at Pillow Talk the other night.
Pillow Talk? Chris Tyson?
Yeah, we talked about it the other night.
Refresh my memory.
Refresh your memory.
Couldn't have been that good.
Mr. Beast.
Oh.
Chris Tyson.
Okay, got it.
You just don't know the name.
I don't know the name, but I know the reference, yes.
You know the reference. What are your thoughts about this? So for those of you that don't know, Chris Tyson is Mr. Beast's longtime, you know, friend. He's been with Mr. Beast for a long time at his podcast. His aide, his friend. He's been with him for a long time, and lately he's been not really coming out, but he's been
transitioning during his videos,
rendering, you know, coming out, like, you know, the simple things like becoming more feminine, painting his nails, and becoming a lot more feminine as far as what he's doing. And Mr. Beast has been, Donaldson's been at a conflict. Like, what does he do? Does he support his
Who
friend?
Who said he's been at a conflict, though?
Well, I think he... I don't think he's
in conflict. Everybody else thinks he should be in conflict.
That is correct. But I don't think he's been in conflict. I think the media is like saying, does he support his friend or does he go against his friend?
No, the media doesn't even say that. The media says, are you against gays and lesbians and
transgender,
or right. are you for them? That's all it is. Right. No gray. It's no in between. It's nothing right. but do you support it or do you not?
Yeah. And either which way, he's going to lose subscribers or lose subscribers based on his viewpoints, either which way.
Yep.
Yeah.
He will. But for me, the issue is not about, I mean, the media is making about, do you want to survive your business or do you not? And how you respond to this issue affects whether or not you will survive your business. That doesn't seem to be the issue for Mr. Beast. He's being quiet about it, but he's...
But does he truly care?
I think he probably does. Because if he didn't care, he'd say something about it either way.
Right.
But rather than putting, from what I've seen, I know very little about it, so I might be speaking out of turn here, but from what I see, he's going to do what he needs to do to support his longtime friend.
Right. I definitely
and
agree.
I don't think that means outwardly, loudly doing so. I think it means he's just going to let his friend be who he is, and that's that.
Right.
And if I think I admire that because he's putting his friendship with this guy he's been with for years over his business.
That's right.
And it's not, I don't know. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think he's going to look at his friendship and who his friend is and who it is, regardless of what his business has brought him or what that brings to the table. I mean, I really don't think he gives a crap on his friend's gender or his friend's gender identity or his views or his subscribers or anything based on his friendship or anything beyond that. I think he's just going to continue to create and develop his channel and develop on who he is, regardless of what he thinks anybody else thinks of him or his friend or Chris or anything else.
And to me, that's admirable, but because he is putting his, it seems like, I mean, from the very little we know, from the very little that media is sharing with us, he's putting his relationship with his friend before his concern about his money and his image and whatever else is there. And that's what it comes down to in life. I mean, you can have all of the money in the world, but sell your soul.
Yep.
And if he's going to be there to support his friend and just do his thing and keep moving, like, let's not beat him up for it. Let's not. I mean, it's none of our business. Just let him do what he's doing.
Right.
But
I think you get to the point in your career or your life where I think you are able to think and become that. I think you, as you make that journey, as you make that climb, you have to. Not to say that you have to. I think there's ones that feel that they have to sell their soul to get to that point, to become successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's oftentimes that people that feel that if they don't do that, that they won't become successful. I think there's some that never feel that they have to do that to become successful. But I think oftentimes there's people that feel that they have to do that to become successful. And there's people that reach that pinnacle of their career that feel, then they feel that out to the point that they really don't need people's opinions, or they really don't need that their validity to continue to become successful or to be warranted to be to the point that they feel like that they have to be validated to, you know, make a purpose or be a purpose into something that they have to, like I said, to be validated to be that someone. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know, it actually reminds me of one of the very things we are going through right now.
It does. I think I know what you're going to talk about, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
I think we maybe should. I think we maybe should. In generic form.
Okay, I like generics.
But we have people that we know and love dearly and have done an amazing job, and people would argue whether or not we should have hired them.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And, I mean, you sat with somebody the other day, heard their story. We sat with close relation to this person, heard their story, and I do not care one iota about what anybody else thinks. Mm-mm. I know we have been a contributing factor in changing somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that is all I care about.
Yep.
I could care less about the money. I could care less about accolades. I could care less about who thinks we are successful or not successful. We have contributed in an eensy teensy weeny portion of changing somebody's life. And that is amazing to me.
Yep.
That humbles me. That makes me want to cry. It makes me so happy. I could care less what anybody else thinks.
Yep.
And I have a feeling maybe that's a tiny bit of what maybe Mr. Beast is going through. I don't know.
Yep. I definitely agree with that too. And that's what I was saying before. I think you reach that point where you no longer really care what other people think about you, and you no longer really care what you reach that point where you really don't care about satisfying other people's wishes. You really just care about making other people's lives better.
Yeah.
And that's really what it becomes. So it's no longer about the money or the profit or about anything else. It's just about really caring about others and making their lives better. And once you start understanding that that is what it is, then the dividends pay 10x.
Absolutely.
So. I don't know. Wish I would have found that out when I was about 22 years old.
Yeah, it would have been nice. And I think you and I both probably knew it.
I think we knew it.
We are manifesting it now.
Yeah, I think we knew it. I think the path of getting there was just unknown. Like, how do you actually figure that out?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Life definitely takes you on a journey.
How about Mad Honey? You been reading about that?
Mad Honey?
Mad Honey.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been Googling it, and I've been trying to find it, and I can order it. And I've been trying to order it before we leave for Tampa here in a couple of days, but I can't get it in time.
What is Mad Honey?
Mad Honey is honey that you order, and it's made from, like, I guess bees or whatever from, like, Nepal.
Is it all honey made from bees?
It is.
Like, what makes this honey special?
It's like it, like, Fs with your brain. And, like, you take, like, a spoonful of it. Like, you can't, like, it's like a sweet, smoky taste. And I want to try it here. I want to actually, like, taste it with you. And you eat it. And it's like some sort of aphrodisiac thing. And it's legal in the States. And you buy it. And you take it. And it's, like, made from honeybees or something, but it's like Nepal honeybees or whatever, and you take it, and it's like this brain-infused stuff, and it just puts your brain on steroids. Yeah.
This whole conversation just took a weird turn.
It is. Mad honey. I've been reading a lot about it. In fact, Joe Rogan did a podcast on it somewhat recently.
What about that honey they have? Mad honey? Like, yeah.
I have some. You want some?
Right now?
Yeah, we could do it.
What's it going to do to us?
You're going to freak out a little bit.
Where's the murder honey?
Mad honey? It's up there somewhere.
Where did you get your hands on murder honey?
Mad honey. It's mad honey. It's okay. From Nepal.
Yeah.
It's those guys that... I've seen those psychedelic videos. Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Psychedelic's a strong word for what I experienced.
What'd you experience?
I didn't take much, so I just experienced like a light euphoria. It was kind of interesting. Ooh. But apparently if you go too much, it's really rough.
And I think they took like, I don't know, 2 or 3
tablespoons. Joe Rogan, the same like Joe Rogan. Yeah, like, Joe Rogan, yeah. During his podcast.
It is, it is.
Okay, that's scary.
But I want to try it with you online. Just see what happens. So do you guys want to hear a fun story? Like a really good story? Should we tell them the story?
You can tell them. Yeah, sure, go for it. I don't know if it's a fun story, good story. It could be completely traumatic. Devastating, but we can go for it. Could be one of the biggest mistakes we've made in a long time, but hey, go for it.
Do you know what story I'm talking about?
I think so. Maybe not.
What story am I talking about? Say a key word to the story so we know what we're talking about.
White Shadow.
No,
oh,
no.
What are you talking about?
We're not
totally
talking about
stories.
Dash. Here's Dash, Ding, Dash, the new puppy that we just got.
He's so freaking cute.
Dash is
what
wonderful.
What were we thinking?
So, yeah, his name is Dash. I like the name White Shadow because it's cute off of a
Turbo.
The movie.
White Shadow.
Here one second, gone the next. They call me the White Shadow. Because I'm so fast, all you see is my shadow.
I don't get it.
I'm fast, like a shadow.
Yep, but shadows, they're not inherently fast.
White Shadow.
I can still see you.
Yeah. I don't know if we should go there.
I don't know where you're going. If you weren't talking about that, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So anyways, a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, we went to Colorado.
No. No, 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 no. No, all you have to do is say Colorado. No.
We went to Colorado.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't go there.
Don't go there. We got a puppy.
We got a puppy.
We got a puppy.
We visited our accountant in Colorado, too.
We visited our accountant. Yeah. He's going to do our taxes.
He's going to do our taxes.
Yep.
And we're going to leave it there.
We'll leave it there.
In Colorado.
In Colorado. He does our taxes in Colorado.
He does our taxes in Colorado.
Okay.
And it was a conversation that we probably don't remember.
Is this podcast over yet?
This podcast is
okay,
going
bye-bye.
To be over. And I guess this conversation is going to be over.
See you later.
See you later.
Signing out.
I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.